Hi, I'm Paul Kronforst, host of WISN's Remodeling Show and a proud longtime Callan customer. As time goes on, many of us think about making it easier to get around in our homes and making updates that will allow us to stay where we currently live longer. One area of the home that is often updated to make it more accessible is the bathroom. With renovations made that not only can accommodate a person with a disability, but also can be used comfortably by other members of the household. Callan has certified aging-in-place specialists on staff, which means they are trained to modify homes so the residents can live there longer and more comfortably. These specialists address the current needs of the homeowner, as well as what they will need in the future. One of the most common modifications in a bathroom is to reconfigure the bathing area. Showers that are over bathtubs or have curbs are inaccessible to a wheelchair user or for someone whose balance, strength, or mobility may be limited. The solution is a no-barrier or curbless shower. Curbless showers can be outfitted with a shower curtain or door. However, glass doors typically are in a 30-inch standard width, and while larger doors can be special ordered, it can be quite expensive. To keep the bath warm, it is recommended that a heated floor be added throughout the bathroom, including the shower, and possibly the addition of a heat lamp outside the shower area. Another important element in the shower is having the spray setting accessible. Someone in a wheelchair will not be able to reach the top of the shower head to divert the spray, so Callan experts recommend two diverter valves. Another alternate configuration can be a fixed shower head in the conventional location and adding a second handheld shower head with a diverter valve. A handheld shower head can also be on a slide mount so it can be adjusted easily for height. Other things to keep the bathroom functional for wheelchair users are to remove the cabinetry under sinks so the countertop extends with a small apron, which will allow them to pull right up to the sink. Countertops are set at 34 inches in height so a wheelchair can get in and out easily. It's also possible to do multi-level countertops so a taller person will be comfortable with a standard 36-inch unit. Instead of faucets on the back side of the sink, they are more accessible when offset to the side. Lever-style handles make them easier to turn on and off, and there are options for motion-activated faucets and soap dispensers. Drain stoppers can also be controlled with a push of the finger on the sink. Comfort height or chair height toilets, which are becoming very common in any type of bathroom remodels, make it easier for transferring from wheelchair to toilet, and for senior adults, easier to sit down and stand up. If new windows or window replacement is part of the design, a casement window or sliding window is more manageable for someone in a chair or who has muscle weakness. These windows eliminate the reaching and pulling up, which is also a convenience for someone of shorter stature. If considering a master bedroom remodel, a closet makeover is often incorporated into the design. Consideration here, too, is for the diameter of the space so a chair can turn easily and for shelves and poles of varying heights. Carpeting is not recommended for wheelchair use and also can be difficult for somebody using a walker. Hardwood or ceramic tile are the preferred flooring options. Whether or not you have a disability, these design elements are something to consider when doing a bathroom remodel. Improvements like these make it easier to transition as you advance in age or if a serious situation were to develop that reduces mobility or strength. Consider what you would do if you broke a leg while skiing or recuperating from knee replacement surgery. A curbless shower or a higher seated toilet would be comfort you wouldn't want to be without. For more information on remodeling with accessibility in mind, visit Callan's award-winning showroom in Muskego or call Callan at 414-529-5509.